Authorities in Northern Ireland are calling for calm following anti-immigration protests in the wake of a stabbing attack in Belfast. A 30-year-old Sudanese man has been charged with attempted murder over the attack, which left another man seriously injured. Properties and vehicles were torched in the protests, with First Minister Michelle O'Neill from the Sinn Féin party saying, quote, groups of masked men burning families out of their homes is nothing less than disgusting cowardice. Jane Morris is a former Deputy Speaker of the Northern Ireland Assembly, a former head of the European Commission office in Northern Ireland, and was one of the architects of the Good Friday Agreement. I spoke to her earlier. What's the situation in Belfast now?
Well, Belfast is relatively quiet tonight. Buses and trains have been cancelled. The streets are empty. And I live just outside Belfast, so I can't see it for myself. But all of our TV screens is just empty streets. Belfast isn't the way it normally is, and it's suffered badly over the past 3 days.
What do you think about what happened in reaction to this stabbing attack in Belfast?
Well, I have to say that the past 3 days since Monday has brought pain to my heart and tears to my eyes. The terrible, horrific stabbing that we all have seen on social media. And then the awful backlash, which has been all over our screens, seeing families put out of their homes because of the colour of their skins, and just stuff that I thought I would never witness in my city. I was born and bred in Belfast, and you know, obviously, there were the days of the Troubles that I lived through. I was a teenager when they started, but that was, you know, so, so long ago. And this horrific things we're witnessing is just shocking. And calm has got to be restored. And it is being restored, I'm glad to say.
The response to this stabbing and the unrest on the streets, what does that tell you about what's happening in Northern Ireland right now?
People are allowing themselves, certain people are allowing themselves to be whipped up by anger and frustration and things that are not the fault of those they're attacking. They're blaming immigration, immigrants, people of ethnic minorities for issues that are serious, very serious. Housing, health service, waiting lists, all the things that are broken in our economy. The ethnic minorities are being scapegoated, and it's not them to blame. And there are not enough people pointing that out and saying that it is our health service is being propped up by foreigners. You know, if foreigners are not people to be attacked or blamed or vilified. I mean, they add so much to our society, and people have got to start seeing that.
What needs to happen now to deal with this situation more broadly, Jane, in your view?
Well, first of all, the statement from the family of the victim, Mr. Ogilvy, appealing for calm was very, very important. And I think that has been welcomed. And then the next thing, and a very important thing, is all the political leaders have got to stand together against this. All of us are shocked at what we're seeing, you know, families being forced from their homes. I mean, with babies leaving their homes and their homes are burning. I mean, you're seeing this all, I'm sure, in your images. But this is stuff that's far, far too shocking. Everyone should be standing up against this and staying stop. And of course, people who are in the crowds, egging people on and doing this, you know, they should be brought to justice. And a couple of people have been arrested, as far as I'm aware. And so, but then, of course, another problem is our marching season, which is coming in July. And we're used to this sort of, not this bad, but this sort of behaviour in our marching season. But now that it's that it's directed at ethnic minority. And another important thing is that we need to stand stronger and firmer about the wonderful contribution to our society that these people make when they come here. These are people who've come here to make a living and to help a society and to add to our cultural diversity. And that's what we desperately need here, is cultural diversity. I'm sorry to sound so both frustrated, annoyed, but I'm also terribly, terribly sad. I mean, I thought this was behind us, and it's just very, very sad to witness, but frustrating and infuriating as well.